Yeah. darkest hour. You're not alone when you know the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to dismiss the children, the young people, amen, to go to Sunday school. Amen. Let's prepare our hearts, amen, to receive the word of God. Let's greet our pastor with one mind, one accord. Let's greet our pastor with a heart and praise the Lord.
Today that we are not alone. And the psalmist said, he's my shepherd. How many of you guys are personal shepherd? He didn't say he's a shepherd. He said, because he is my shepherd, I shall not want. How many bless the Lord today? For knowing him as your personal shepherd. How many bless the Lord for knowing him as your personal savior? Can we say hallelujah? Amen. We thank God for my wife being here. Amen. Bless her with life, health, and strength. We thank God for all of you. Can we just say praise the Lord again? And we just thank God for all the things that he's doing. We thank God for all the testimonies. We just thank God for all that we've heard. Let us stand at this time for our scripture reading. Amen. Which will be coming from the book of Philippians, the fourth chapter. And I know somebody will say, hey, you know, this is not too long ago. Well, this is what God brought me back to.
Amen.
One thing I learned in trying to get the mind of God and speak to God's people, and you don't speak what you want.
Yes.
You gotta give God, you gotta give God's people what he wants them to have. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. So you know what we're gonna deal with today? The spirit of worry. The spirit of worry. That's not a message, but we're just gonna deal with worry. I think that's one of the number one twos. The adversary just beats the saints of God up with is worry. Not only does he beat the saints of God up with worry, but the whole world is full of worry. So we just thank God, amen. And if you don't know the Lord, you have reasons to worry. Amen. We were watching the news last night, and a gentleman was sitting in his house and got shot by a stray bullet somewhere, and I believe it was in Albany. Amen. They said someone was shooting at a bird or something, and missed the bird. Amen. You need the Lord today. Amen. Because he keeps you from seen as well as unseen danger. Amen. And we're not here today because of our own power, our own might. We're not here because of all we've done. But we're here because of God's grace and mercy. Can we say praise the Lord? So I'm going to read Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7 together. Can we say praise the Lord again? Verse 4 reads, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and God be bless your name. Hallelujah. For you know God like you ought to know God, and the peace of God, which passes
all
earth. When it's so important when you read scripture that you don't just butcher them. He didn't say just rejoice in the Lord, but we are to rejoice in the Lord how often?
Always.
That means in the good and in the bad, you still got to rejoice. And another way you can say rejoice, this word rejoice means you got to have joy. Is anybody been baptized in Jesus' name and filled the Holy Ghost? Then the Bible says it's with joy that we draw water. It's out of the wells of salvation. So we know that Paul is writing this letter from prison. A cold prison. A dark a place. But even in the midst of his trouble, he said, you still got to rejoice in the Lord. And Paul said, I'm not exempt, so you got to rejoice in the Lord. How often? Don't let the devil steal your joy.
Hallelujah.
Don't let the devil or your trial steal your praise. You still have to have joy. So he said, rejoice in the Lord always. He said, if you didn't hear me the first time, let me repeat it again. And again I say,
rejoice.
I want to thank you. How many today got joy in spite of your sorrow?
Hallelujah.
How many got joy in spite of all that you're going through? I can still say God's been good to me. Do we have any testimonies? Now I'm not talking about all the stuff you want to
Appreciate all for me. Everything around me is going back. I still got some joy. Every time I look around,
But when I need him, I gotta call somebody that has greater power. When I need him, I gotta call somebody that has all power. And his name is Jesus. Oh, you may not understand it right now, but when I'm really going through, I call on the only one that's able to make a way where there is no way. And his name is Jesus. Can you say hallelujah? Verse 7 says, now, when you follow, I don't even know God has a prescription. God has some conditions. He said that if you follow all of this, don't let whatever you're going through steal your praise. Don't let whatever you're going through steal your joy. And then counseling and dealing with people, you know the number one thing that's robbing people joy is relationships. Don't let that steal your joy. Amen. Don't let an individual come before God. Don't let anything come before your God. Say, God, I don't like the way this is happening, but I know you're in control. How do you know God is sovereign? Sovereign, God's going to do what he wants to do, whether you choose to accept it or not. So since he's going to do it, God, I just praise you. He said, verse 7, and the peace of God when passing. When you do it like God said, you got peace. Right? When you don't worry, you got but when you worry, you don't have no peace. So when you worry, you're holding on to something that you cannot change. Amen. I believe John Mason said worry is interest paid in advance on a loan that you don't get over. Don't pay anything on something you don't get over. Yeah, right. So stop worrying. Worrying won't change anything. Right. Worrying will rob you of your precious health. Worrying will rob you of peace of mind. Worrying will beat you up and beat you down. Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
So warriors, let me give us our message. That's over here. Our message today is a very simple message. Are you a warrior or are you a caster? That's all it is. Right? Because he said, cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. So if I don't worry, they throw God their problem, but then they let it come back home to rest. Once you give God your problem, don't you let it come back. Amen. Look at somebody and say, don't you be a boomerang worshiper. Come on, don't be a boomerang worshiper. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I had this problem. You know, this is why people miss something, but I've been going through this for years. Stop boomeranging.
All
right. Because when you boomerang, you're giving that situation the glory. Give God the glory. Say, Lord, I don't know how. And I don't know when, but one thing I know is that you're going to make a way where there is no way. I refuse to lose my joy. I refuse to lose my praise. I refuse to lose my faith. I know beyond the shadow of a doubt, God's going to make a way. Do we have anybody today that know God's going to make a way? Emotional tendency. It's a tendency that the devil tries to get us to worry about stuff. That's his tool. Because as long as you worry about a situation, you don't trust God. But if you trust God, you don't worry about the situation. Because when you trust God, you say, Lord, this thing is bigger than me. So I'm going to give it to you. So you know what worriers do? They just hold on to problems. Anybody trying to hold on to problems? Then you got to, listen, it's like you got to hurl it.
Yes.
You're not hurling it into the air. You're hurling it to who?
God.
Cast all your cares upon him because he
cares for you.
everything that seems like you have everything in this world made miserable because they're worriers. Amen?
Yes.
Yeah, y'all, I'm going to talk to you for a minute. So worriers are miserable all the time. I need you to improve in this area. All right? So it says, after you suffer a while, make you perfect, established, strengthened, and settled. So after you have gone through some stuff,
all right.
So don't think that we live a life that we don't have to go through anything. He tells us, he says, if we were dead with Christ, we shall live with Christ. If we suffer with Christ, we shall. That's the other side that they don't like to talk about. But Paul says, many other afflictions of the righteous. Hallelujah. Psalm says, many other afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord will deliver him out of them all. And then Paul, in preaching, I believe in Acts, the 14th chapter, he went around confirming the souls of the saints and encouraged them that we shall do much tribulation into the kingdom of God. That means you're going to go through some stuff. But as long as you're in the hand of the God of all grace, and as long as you go through it with the right mind, God will give you peace in the midst of confusion. God will give you joy in the midst of sorrow. And he said the peace and the joy God will give you surpassing all understanding. Does anybody want that kind of joy today? Amen. That's why personally, I want to say always. I got saved on that day. Y'all know this. Y'all know what Sister DeRage and what's this name? Y'all know what this is. I used to be in Cooper 321. Y'all know Cooper 21 in the choir? I used to be in the choir. Before I got saved. Cooper 21. I'm going to sound like a tire, right? But when I was there and I wasn't saved, I had nothing but headaches. And I used to pray and say, God, I like being here, but I don't have peace like I want to have peace. I don't have the joy that I want to have. And I said a few weeks ago, I used to have the same dream for years. And my daughter and James, we're going to do a little analysis on me to find out what's wrong with me. And I had the same dream for all those years. But I did. You know why? And eventually I figured out, like I said, that was the devil chasing me. All those years trying to steal my salvation. When I got to college, I wasn't saved. I had nothing but trouble. Yeah, so I was doing good. I played football. I did that. That didn't give me peace and satisfaction. My real joy came when I met Jesus. Some said, I never knew it could be until it happened to me. Now I can tell you about the joy that I had. Now I can tell you in sorrow, I can be glad. Why? And God made a way for me.
Yes.
If I can encourage you to do anything today, if you came in church and didn't know the Lord, don't leave without knowing Him. He'll give you peace in the midst of sorrow. If you came in church today and didn't know the Lord and your life is all messed up, give God the chance. I said a few weeks ago, we said, after you tried everything else, try God. No, try God before you try anything else. Somebody said, are you a worrier or a pastor? Worriers don't ever have peace of mind. Worriers always miserable. Worriers will always bite your head off over nothing because they don't have peace. Then you got somebody that's going through the worst time of all and they got peace. And you look at them and say, your peace surpasses all understanding, as we all stand, because I don't understand. How can you have peace in the middle of all that you're going through? Because I know the Lord. God can fix your situation. God can make a way for you. But you got to give it to Him. In everything we ought to give. In what? Everything. So I'm sure today all of us are experiencing some things. But in the midst of those things, give Him thanks. Praise the Lord in spite of it. And you'll see the great